It's an all-out effort to increase the city's vaccine numbers, of course. Right now, just under 51% of adults in Philadelphia are fully vaccinated.
Here's what we know about the settings in which the virus is spreading in Philadelphia now. It's spreading within households, among household members. It's spreading during household visits, when friends or relatives visit from one household to another. It's spreading at small social gatherings, when friends get together to watch a football game on TV, or they get together for brunch, or a soccer team has pizza after practice, or parties among college students.
Keep your radios locked.
Mad or nah? Big mad, little mad.
It makes me real mad.
I'm going to say or nah.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC. I'm back in these Philadelphia streets speaking with community residents asking, as the coronavirus Delta variant causes a new spike in our area, as well as nationwide, restaurants, bars, and venues are beginning to require proof of vaccination before people can actually gain entrance. So I hit the streets to ask community residents, does these new restrictions make you mad or not?
WHYY.
Well, as much as I personally feel I would like everybody to be vaccinated, I feel a little terrified to the fact that it gets mandatory. I want personally, as a human being, that everybody gets vaccinated, but the moral and political implications of forcing people to do something is what threatens me, because today I'm all for it, but maybe tomorrow is going to be something else that I'm not that for it. So the part of me wants everybody to get vaccinated, and the part of me that defends democracy wants that to be a choice.
And if you don't mind just sharing your first name and what part of the city you represent.
Yeah, I'm Alex. I live in Fishtown.
Are you mad or nah?
No, it doesn't make me mad. It doesn't at all. We're stuck. And whatever needs to be done, needs to be done. And if you don't like the rules, don't go. That's just how I feel.
And if you don't mind me just asking your first name and what part of the city you represent.
I'm Cheryl, and I'm from Southwest Philadelphia.
No, it doesn't make me very mad. We've been having a variety of different opinions with the market, especially with people wearing masks or whether it's going to be mandated again. And no, to me personally, I don't mind. You know, just make sure everyone's okay and make sure everyone's comfortable with the environment. So I think it's up to the business or however they want to handle that situation.
Awesome. If you don't mind me just asking, what's your first name and what part of the city you represent?
I'm Rob, and I'm from West Philly.
Big Mad, Little Mad.
It's not a thing about being mad. It's more a requirement in reference to how you feel about it. Should I put a mask on or shouldn't I put a mask on? We know the vaccine that went up. We know the news is iffy-washy sometimes. As far as being safe, I guess it's best. Like getting on a bus, you have to wear a mask. You know what I mean? So it's a thing of, well, I took my shot. Should I wear a mask? And I took my shot. You do, because we don't know who did and who didn't. So it's a situation, you know what I mean? Damn if you do, damn if you don't. But it's good to have your shot. But like I said, with the bus situation, you really don't know if a person got their shot or not. So put your mask on. Be safe.
If you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I represent North Philly.
What is there to be mad at?
No, not at all. I appreciate it and hope more places do so. We did our part to help this go away, and I wish that everyone would do their part also.
Awesome. And when it comes down to what's your first name and what part of the city you represent?
Jennifer, North Philadelphia.
Keep your radios locked.
Not mad, but I believe that the requirement to prove it and to show it, I feel like it's invasive.
And what part of the city do you represent?
West.
WHYY.
I think it's definitely an invasion of privacy and certainly an invasion of freedom of speech and ability to decide for yourself what to do. And I think it could be a little bit of a slippery slope of requiring that for like almost anything before you get like, you know, maybe vax before you get a job, before you go, you know, go across state lines, stuff like that. It's a little bit of a slippery slope and kind of crazy, but yeah.
I appreciate that. What part of the city do you represent?
I guess North and West.
Tune in. 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.